Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
This is Politico Energy. I'm Catherine Morehouse. President Joe Biden is facing an ongoing conundrum when it comes to his oil policy. The cycle goes something like this. Biden approves a massive oil project, in this case in Texas, and then, inevitably, environmental advocates criticize the president's decision, and they say that he's breaking his campaign and international promises on climate. Even though this pattern happens pretty often, it is an important tension to note because it has serious election year implications. Biden says that the country needs to keep producing oil and gas in the near term, even as it stays on track with its clean energy goals, in part as a way to help America's allies cut ties with Russia. But young climate voters, who Biden really needs, aren't happy with that reasoning. So today, I spoke with Politico's James Baikalis to understand the latest in Biden's oil dilemma. What's new and why it's important? It's Friday, April 12th.
So this week, the Biden administration approved an oil export terminal off the Texas coast, which is called the Seaport Oil Terminal, or SPOT. Eventually, once it's built, it could export up to 2 million barrels of crude oil a day, which is really a major chunk if you consider that oil exports were around 4 million barrels a day average last year, and that was already a record. This could really add quite a bit to the U.S.'s crude export capacity. And this project is also unique because it's going to be built in deep water, which helps the industry avoid ship-to-ship transfers during the export process.
So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I'd imagine environmental groups weren't super thrilled with this decision. Can you tell us how they reacted and how the administration then defended this project?
Yes. So environmental groups have been pushing back on this project for a number of years. There was a lawsuit that stretched over several years challenging the environmental reviews for the project. So when this project was approved this week, there was a lot of frustration from environmental groups. And, you know, this comes amid the Biden administration's pause on natural gas export permits. And that was a really big win for environmental groups. But they say that this approval sort of contradicts that because they argue it'll lock in the use of fossil fuels for, you know, decades to come. And, you know, there's a lot of concern from green groups, especially as we're getting closer to the election. And they're saying, arguing that the Biden administration is not doing enough to mobilize young climate voters. But the White House is sort of pushing back on that sentiment. They're arguing, pointing to a lot of actions that they've taken to push the clean energy transition. But they've also said, and they told us in response to some of this criticism this week over this project, that it's important during the transition period towards clean energy to be able to maintain domestic oil and gas production to meet sort of the short-term immediate needs.
Interesting. Could you talk a bit more about this balancing act that the administration is trying to strike here, you know, in trying to appeal to climate voters while also not entirely cutting off U.S. energy expansion?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you have some whiplash over the Biden administration's policies on fossil fuels, that wouldn't really be surprising because it's really been a difficult balancing act for the administration. They have overseen record oil and gas production. That's been really important to help allies cut ties with Russia. His administration has also approved projects like the very controversial Willow oil project in Alaska. But at the same time, he's also moved aggressively to protect federal land from drilling and push clean energy, of course. And so environmental groups are, you know, that's sort of what's behind some of their frustration. The fact that approving these projects like this new SPOT terminal contradicts some of Biden's promises that he's made, you know, on the campaign trail and also on the international stage to crack down on fossil fuels.
So clearly this is a pattern that we've seen before and that we are seeing with this administration. How is this project different from some of the other projects that the administration has been grappling with, if at all? Are there any major differences here?
Yeah, so this project has flown under the radar a little bit, especially compared to other very contentious fights like over natural gas exports. The permit for this project was being overseen by the U.S. Maritime Administration, which is a component of the Transportation Department. They had to make a determination of whether or not the project was in the national interest. And they conducted an environmental review, and they found that most of the oil that this terminal would export would have been exported anyway. So that environmental review found that, you know, the project would only have a pretty marginal effect on upstream oil production and a pretty minimal effect as well on greenhouse gas emissions from the oil industry. And that determination from, you know, that national interest determination was recently upheld by a federal appeals court. You know, after that legal fight concluded, the Maritime Administration gave the final green light, and that's why this project is now able to move forward.
Also, the Department of Justice recommended that a federal district court reconsider its shutdown order of the Line 5 pipeline. DOJ argued in a legal filing that the initial judgment did not sufficiently take into account the project's potential impacts on the economy, as well as its impacts on U.S.-Canada diplomatic relations. However, DOJ did not argue for shutting the pipeline down, despite pressure from the Bad River Band of the Lake Superior Tribe of Chippewa, environmental groups, as well as a previous district judge order. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter at politico.com/power-switch. And subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Some of the music in today's show was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Nirma Malaikal is the podcast producer. Annie Reese edited the podcast this week. Our editors are Matt Daly and Gloria Gonzalez. And that's our show. I'm Catherine Morehouse, and we'll see you back on Monday.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron. Chevron is taking action to keep methane in the pipe. Their 2028 upstream methane intensity target is set to be 53% below the 2016 baseline. And they're committed to evolving facility designs and operating practices. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/methane.